Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The question is, do they have a stride to hit? Do they have a stride to hit? They got 2 weeks before their next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It'll be in Tampa. And I guess the hope is, certainly the hope is, to get McCaffrey back for that game. And then we'll see kind of what happens with the running back pecking order. Mason's banged up with a shoulder. They said he could have come back and played, but what was the what would have been the reason with Garendo running the ball pretty well?
He was on the ground for a while, too.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to James. James is in Palo Alto. Hey, James, how you doing, man?
Hey.
James, you there? James, call back. We lost you. Jose's in Mountain View. What's up, Jose? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Happy Monday, man.
Yeah, hey, same to you.
I look at it more like if we had a full team, we would have been able to have a great confidence game because we know we have these guys' number. But we had so many rookies playing and so many first-year players and or second. I'm happy they stepped up and they played and they showed something, and they're supposed to because Dallas isn't that good. So that's why you achieve these long runs and the catches. I get it. But at least they're playing and they're gaining exposure so that when they play a higher-level team, hopefully if we need to count on them, we think we can, right? And Pierce Holt's going to be able to step in for Ayuk for now. But I think the more they incorporate him, the more advantage you have with added weapons, right? But I think the bottom line is we're so used to rolling these guys over that we see them struggle in the fourth quarter against the same team that you start to ask yourself or you start to doubt yourself what's going on. And I think that's where we have to step back a little bit and just look at the big picture and just take it for what it is. Every journey, every year, it's different, man. It's just different. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I thought the Niners' defensive fronts, Donnie, was stout. I mean, holding Dallas, I mean, they couldn't run the ball if their life depended on it. 19 carries for 56 yards. That's 2.9 per carry. And they're the worst rushing team coming into this game. So the Niners handle business there. And I don't know what you made of Dak's performance, but Stani, he threw two interceptions, two bad ones. Could have thrown one on that last drive. He was under duress all game long.
I thought the first throw was terrible where you got
Bosa
hit him as he was releasing. I thought the second one, Lenore made
on
a great play.
Yeah.
And I mean, for him to intercept that and come back and come down inbounds with it.
Yeah.
I mean, an interception's an interception, but boy, Lenore made a great play on that. And then the 49ers took it in to give themselves some breathing room. 888-957-9570. Let's jump right back into James. James is in Palo Alto. Let's give it another try. James, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for giving it a second try, guys. I'm enjoying your show a great deal.
Thank you.
I think some props need to go to the drafting guys because our draftees this year and even last year have been tremendous. I mean, one through six, one all around, and even a few undrafted people are contributing. And I think that the injuries have forced Shanahan to use the younger players, and they've got speed, they've got strength, they're everything they should be, and it helps the 49ers a great deal. I hope that besides Pooney, Mustafa, he's fixed in the secondary now, But I think some of the other players could have a bigger role if Shanahan would just let them play.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan's got some similarities, as far as I'm concerned, to Steve Kerr. It's tough for rookies to play, either because that's his philosophy or because they're a team that's challenging for a Super Bowl title, and you can't play six or eight rookies. But they did last night, and they got a win. And I'm just looking at the big picture here, to me, was mostly positive, and that is you ran 36 times and passed 28. I think that's exactly what the Niners would love to do in any game they play if they're given a chance to do it. Run the ball a little more than pass it. They had 225 yards on the ground with a bunch of different guys. They controlled the possession game 33 minutes to 27-ish, 32 to 28. So that's a big thing, too. And then lastly, the turnovers. They didn't commit any turnovers last night. That helped win the ball.
No doubt about it. And I'm sitting up here just thinking to myself, like, and I know it's for another show down the road, Stoney, but I guess we could get into it because we're in the start of the bye week. But it's just what you said. When McCaffrey does come back, and I believe he is coming back, Stoney, do you ride him like you did Kyle does for that matter? Do you ride him like you did before? Or is there going to be constraints, load management, the fact that you've seen Mason or Garrido be able to handle it? You know, are you going to spread the wealth? I'm real curious to see how they use McCaffrey once he comes back. Like, don't forget about some of these guys, I guess, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine that Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, all right.
I turned it off. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan is going to start throwing McCaffrey right back into the fire. I mean, you don't like this is how you reward younger players like Jordan Mason and Isaac Garrido. You keep them in the mix even after McCaffrey comes back. Somehow you got to keep them in the mix. 888-957-9570. How you feeling about that Niner win, fans? 30-24. Got within a one score game. Dallas had a shot
with three minutes left.
They went four and out. Man. So it wasn't like they were driving the field and it came down to the very end, but the 49ers ended up shutting the door there. Let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I love you both.
Oh, thank you.
You two are awesome.
Hey, thanks.
So, hey, I'm not impressed with the victory because they beat a team whose number they have. I want to see how they do against Green Bay and Detroit, okay?
All right.
And they beat a team whose quarterback is overpaid. The guy sucks, okay? And I don't know what Jerry Jones was thinking in giving Dak Prescott this huge contract. Fellows, I love you, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. That's not really our problem.
Yeah. But I guess really we did problem. Battle. You don't remember. I remember all our dust ups. But yeah, Stoney, I'm telling you, man. Nobody asked, and it's Victory Monday. But I don't want a great quarterback and have nothing around him. I'd rather have things around him and then take my chances on honing in and finding that guy. And that's what makes the Niners thing so special is they got Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft, and he's giving you all of himself and some. And now, you know, before you have to pay him, will you feel the restraints or the brunt of that? But, man.
I mean, as for Dak Prescott, I can just tell you what Chris Collinsworth was saying.
Oh, give it. See, I didn't watch. I didn't go home. I had to go home and watch the Warriors.
There was no decision.
I guess I want to be somewhere in life where that we had to give it to Daryl.
And also,
what did Daryl do so good?
Also, Mike Tirico.
We just had nothing behind Daryl. That's what I'm yearning for.
Also, Mike Tirico.
Yeah. Italian stallion.
Simply said, that's the price of a quarterback in the NFL. So nothing to see here.
All right.
At least as far as we're concerned.
Hey, I appreciate it,
Spadoni. Let's go to Maurice.
Mo.
Maurice is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. What's up, Maurice? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Stoney and Guru?
We're doing well.
All right. Hey, look, this team, they keep giving us hope. Like, the problem is they're still making those dumb mistakes. Like, you got Connolly, who's trying to move. He's trying to move Pearsall and tell Pearsall to go to the line when he should have just stayed there because it was a run play and it didn't even affect what was happening. You got these holds. You got all these like offensive penalties that are just driving them back. And then on that fourth down, you got Debo who drops the ball. Like literally all these things that would have just put it away. And then at the end of the game, the defense, like every time, they got to stop doing this, like prevent, like bend but don't break at the end. They do all this attacking, and then the end of the game comes around and they start playing soft, let these teams get back into it. So with all that being said, I like what's happening. I think it was a good win, but again, it was the Cowboys. But like, they just need to clean it up. They need to play Niner football and not make mistakes. If they can get in that rhythm, they're showing that they can be a force. They just, because it would have been a 45-point game that they scored if they would have just not had the mistakes that drove them back. But that's what I'm seeing, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
And that's what why I bet you I lost it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet, but that's why I thought the Niners were going to win this game by more than 19 points. It got up to 17. That's neither here nor there, but Stein, I'm going to be real. I thought the Niners went into prevent defense because they were suffocating the Dallas impotent offense all night long. Does that make it right that CeeDee Lamb went uncovered a couple times and they got two touchdowns? No. And it put the Niners in a situation to where had Dallas drove down, you're down one and might be facing a bye week at 3-5, but what did the defense do then, Steiny? You talked about it, 4 and out. So to me, that was the reality of the game. There was no flukeness in that lat. Your offense, mano a mano, and Dallas could do nothing.
The pass was behind Debo Samuel that he dropped.
Oh, yeah, no, good call.
I don't know how they marked that. There's no way that's a drop, is it?
Terrell Owens said, Jerry Rice, if the ball hits you in the hands, regardless of where it's at, Steiny, Michael Irvin, you – The elite ones catch it.
Purdy threw a bad ball.
That it was behind him.
And Purdy knew it as soon as he threw
but
it.
But does Debo owe, even though it's a bad ball, like
you can't expect
I'll
him to catch it.
I have a bad show, you carry me. Is. You have a bad show a week, and I carry you.
Yeah, that's not a ball that he's going to typically catch behind him like that. He's not he's a guy you got to lead. And then once he catches it, it's trouble. Yeah. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. What's up, Jan? How you doing?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
The point I wanted to make was it was a great win, except it got a little scary near the end. But what I'm concerned about is when Purdy runs with the ball, he needs to learn how to slide, because I'm back in the days of Montana and
Young
when Young used to run with the ball. Well, he wouldn't slide, and he would get injured and get concussions. And if Purdy's not careful, he could end up the same way, because he went in head first a couple of times and he didn't slide. And that's pretty dangerous.
Yes, it is.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, good call, Jan.
Thanks, Jan. No, thank you, Jan. Appreciate the call. And if you're going to have a guy who's gonna run like that,
slide,
then he's got to be smart enough to get down. And so far, so good with Brock Purdy. But, there were a couple plays that were a little bit close.
And he got popped, too. Remember, they blitzed. And how did he hang on to the rock? He got crushed.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers. They raised their record to 4-4. They're right in the thick of it in the NFC West. They play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2 weeks. And how are we feeling about that game, Niner fans? I'm always interested to know how positive you are after a win, or does a win have to be more than just a win? You won 30-24, got a little dicey late, just a little. Is that what you focus on as a 49er fan, or do you focus on all the good stuff, time of possession, running for over 200 yards, Purdy precise, all that kind of thing?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.